Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Strong Her Way to Eat, Move, and Live. Here we talk all things food freedom, fitness, and life transformation. It is your host, Alicia Carlson, and it is so good to be back here with you again today. I want to check in with you today. How are you doing today? Like really doing deep down inside. I know so often I can just kind of give that flippant, I'm fine, even when I most certainly am not. So if you haven't yet today checked in with yourself and like really slowed down to kind of assess how you're doing, I want to invite you to do that now. If you need to pause the episode, do that. Just pause, kind of drop into your body, notice if you're feeling any tension, any stress, what's kind of racing through your mind, and really just give yourself the grace and the space to just connect with you. I am doing pretty well today. It is a little bit rainy here. The weather has definitely kind of cooled off and taken a turn towards that wet fall weather in the great state of Oregon. I got to pick up my daughter Kennedy early today for an appointment that she had, and we had a little extra time to kill beforehand. So we ended up running some errands that I needed to get done kind of around the office that we needed to go to, and we just kind of hung out. And if I have to put words to it, it was just such a sweet time. It was, moments like those of just kind of hanging out with my kids, spending time with them, that I feel so incredibly grateful and thankful and even proud to be their mom, to have the relationship that we do, which is not on accident. I feel like that is definitely one of the things that I have tried to be super intentional with. I think especially just kind of looking at my own relationship with my mom, which I've shared briefly in other episodes, but that relationship just not being what I ever wanted it to be. I feel like that was definitely one of those places where I kind of looked at what I didn't have or what I feel like maybe wasn't, you know, right for me growing up, and have tried to be super intentional to have a different relationship with my kids. But anyway, that is not what we are talking about today. However, that might be a good episode for me to come back to another day. So I'll have to go ahead and make a note of that now. But today we are going to be chatting about food and fitness challenges. You know the ones, they typically kind of come out either around Halloween, which we're getting ready for if you're listening to this in real time, around the holidays, most certainly after the holidays and into the new year. But it's those 21-day, like no sugar, no alcohol, maybe no bread or pasta challenges, or the Whole 30, right? That's a pretty popular one as well. And essentially with those challenges, you are looking to, oftentimes it's like cut something completely out for a certain period of time, or maybe you're adding something in. So I know sometimes people will do like water challenges where they're trying to drink more water, or maybe movement challenges where they're trying to move a little bit more. And I think that those ones can tend to be a little bit different in the mentality, right? It's like we're trying to add stuff in versus take stuff away, which oftentimes can trigger that feeling of deprivation or restriction. So when you are preparing for these challenges, I want to ask you some questions again for you to kind of check in with yourself and just start to notice this, as those approach, or as you start to think about even making some changes, whether or not it's related to a challenge. But do you often kind of find yourself sort of squeezing in those last cookies or those last glasses of wine before the challenge starts, before the new diet starts on Monday? Does it feel like you have to kind of get it all in before you can't have it again? Do you find yourself sort of with that nail-biting feeling leading right up to the start date, sort of anticipating how hard it's going to be for you to forego the bread or your favorite pasta dish or the cookies or the wine or the candy? Now, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I do think that there can be some great things that can come out of challenges, especially if we're, you know, trying to add a little bit of extra movement, a little extra sleep, a little water, maybe more veggies or protein or something like that. And I do think that there can even be some benefits of removing an item for a time period so that you can really just see how much you are depending on that thing, or how much you are kind of using that specific thing as a crutch to avoid feeling all sorts of hard emotions like stress or anxiety or loneliness, overwhelm, exhaustion, burnout, but even happiness and joy and celebration. This was something that kind of came up in a conversation a couple weeks ago, but emotional eating isn't just pertaining to kind of those quote unquote negative emotions, right? If you think about it, when you are going to a party to celebrate somebody or to celebrate an exciting event, if you have any sort of like happiness or joy thinking about the food that you're going to be eating, that still is a form of emotional eating. So hopefully that just kind of opens that perspective up for you a little bit, that emotional eating can be sort of a variety of ways. And it's not necessarily that it's bad. I mean, I think that we should have a healthy connection to food. Oftentimes food is sort of that hub that connects people at parties or around the dinner table. We just want to notice, especially if the behavior with the food is kind of hindering us, right? Or it's sort of keeping us back from reaching specific goals or showing up in our lives in a certain way. And ultimately, is the way that you are behaving with food or exercise or your weight or your body kind of holding you back from showing up in your life the way that you want to be showing up as? So the other day I was talking with a client of mine and she was kind of sharing that some of her friends were starting a challenge. I think this one specifically was like a 3-week no sugar, no alcohol challenge. And she had some thoughts about joining in. And then the more she kind of talked about it, she just started to sort of make these jokes about needing to get all the wine in, you know, before Friday or before the start date. I can't remember when that was, since there would be no alcohol and no sugar for the next 3 weeks. And that really kind of got me thinking about how often we approach any specific change, especially around food or exercise. Again, whether it's in this challenge scenario or not, but we look at it as kind of this all or nothing, right? It's like, I'm either going to have all the wine and all the things that I want, or I'm going to cut it out. Now, the problem with this sort of all or nothing thinking is that it doesn't really change us. And it also doesn't really change our relationship with food, right? So we kind of keep going back and forth of, I'm going to allow myself to eat cookies. And I did that in air quotes, the allow, or I'm totally not going to allow myself to have cookies. And so we just kind of keep swinging back and forth on these pendulums. Now, for me, as she was talking, it was really starting to become pretty obvious the mindset behind this challenge. For her was rooted in probably some sort of a quick fix mentality, right? Which is usually geared towards rapid weight loss, which in this case, it's like if you drop, you know, a huge amount of weight in a short period of time, one of the things I want you to think about is that's primarily going to be just water weight for the most part. And when we're approaching challenges or really any lifestyle change that has to do with our nutrition or exercise, and we're kind of approaching it with sort of this quick fix, kind of this will-powered emotion, then it's only going to be a matter of time before we kind of revert back to the old behaviors, right? It's like we know it's only for the 3 weeks or it's only for whatever specified amount of time. And then I'm going to go back to basically doing everything exactly the way that I was before. And there really isn't any commitment to long-term lifestyle change that is happening here when we approach it from this place mentally and emotionally. Right? You yourself aren't really changing. You aren't really becoming that person that I don't know, like doesn't give in to her cravings all the time, or you're not really becoming that person that isn't using alcohol to sort of escape or check out of her life, right? It's like you're just removing it for a period of time, but most often it's coming from that place of being fueled by this idea of willpower, which becomes really exhausting, especially the more decisions that you're having to make in your life on a day-to-day basis. And so if anything, when or if you approach challenges like this, you're reinforcing dieting behaviors around food, which is all really coming from the thinking about food and exercise through the lens of the diet mentality. Now, if you have experienced any of the behaviors or feelings or thoughts leading up to the challenge that I was sharing kind of before, here's where the way that you're approaching these specific fitness or food challenges are not serving you. So you're kind of forcing this diet mentality again, right? It's like the all or nothing. It's being fueled by sort of feelings of deprivation, of restriction, kind of the quick fix, right? And it sort of is with the mindset that as soon as this challenge is up, I can have the sugar, I can have the wine, I can have all of this stuff again. And we didn't necessarily change the relationship with the food. So you're still going to have all of those same issues or problems that you're seeing now, which is ultimately what's kind of leading you to want to make those changes or do the challenge in the first place. And with that all or nothing thinking, or kind of that last meal behavior, the feelings of restriction and deprivation definitely come in the closer we get to this, not proverbial, that's not the right word that I'm thinking of, this arbitrary start date, right? So it usually can kind of lead to a bit of a binge beforehand where it's like, oh my gosh, I got to eat all the donuts, all the cookies, I got to drink all the bottles of wine because I know, you know, come Monday or whatever date, I'm not going to be able to have those again. So then if we're approaching it this way, even if you do make it all the way through, you have a high likelihood that you're just going to go back to those same old habits that you had around food or exercise as before. And oftentimes what happens is if you don't make it all the way through, you have a slip up or, you know, a quote unquote cheat, you can really end up feeling a lot like a failure, right? Like there's something wrong with you or something sort of broken within you. And I just want to offer that there is nothing wrong with you or even really wanting to do these challenges. I would say that perhaps the problem or the issue kind of comes with the approach, right? Going at it like it's just the short-term thing, which is what I think a lot of people do, even if it is kind of happening subconsciously when it comes to changes to their exercise and their eating habits. They do it for a little while until that willpower kind of runs out because those actions weren't actually being fueled by, or they were rather being fueled by things like fear and stress, anxiety and pressure, oftentimes to lose weight. Or they find themselves kind of doing it just long enough to get to where they want to be on the scale. And then slowly but surely, those old habits and behaviors kind of creep back in. They revert back to those old patterns and habits of eating and exercising, or rather not exercising. So some things to kind of consider before you start your next challenge. Here are five things for you to kind of think about and really just kind of sit with and figure out how you want to apply this to yourself. So I'm a huge fan of journaling. You know, you can just kind of replay this last little part, write the questions down, and then just really kind of brain dump. Another thing that you might find helpful if you're not much into the journaling is grab your phone and you can always just do sort of a voice recorded memo and really just kind of talk it out. I know as women, we tend to really like to talk in order to process. That was one of the things that I think my husband has learned over the years. And he has gotten really good about just staying silent and letting me just kind of verbally vomit all over the place and process it through and just kind of talk it out. And it used to really frustrate me actually when he would just kind of sit silent like that, because I was like, well, gosh, like, are you just not even listening? Are you not engaged? But now I really do appreciate that. And he has actually kind of started to ask some really good poignant questions. So it's kind of fun to see him kind of coaching me in a sense of just asking questions and allowing me that space to kind of thoughtfully process that, which really that is a lot of times what coaching ends up being, right? It's like you come to the call, you have all these things that are kind of on your mind that you need somebody to help kind of process with. And so a lot of times it might be that you are just talking and talking and talking, and I'm sitting on the other end kind of listening and absorbing. And then it's just about asking the right question at the right time to really get you to kind of dig a little bit deeper to understand yourself a little bit more. So anyway, that was a little bit of a random aside, but I think that it's just valuable, I think, to have somebody that's there to just kind of listen. And so that's what that voice memo can sort of resemble, is if you're just sitting there talking and just kind of getting it out, venting and things like that. Sometimes you can just process some of your own stuff that way. So there's a bonus tip for you right there. So here are five things to just kind of think about and do before you think about either starting in your next challenge, like the next fitness or food challenge, or really even before you start to embark on any sort of changes to the nutrition, to the lifestyle, to the exercise and things like that. So number one, I want you to really think about knowing why you are doing the challenge or making this particular change in the first place. So for example, last year there was a period of time where I decided to cut alcohol out because I noticed I had kind of this little moment of awareness that a certain time of day would hit and I would just kind of find myself going to the fridge to pour a glass of wine, or I would just start to kind of get this craving for the wine. And that was definitely not a habit that I wanted to keep. It was one that I could see could potentially have, big consequences down the road. And it was just something that I was doing unintentionally and not aware. So I had that awareness that, okay, wait a minute. This is something that I'm just kind of doing on this automatic loop right now, and I'm not consciously making the decision. And so I decided to cut alcohol out for a little bit of time. I think that episode is called No Drink November. So if you want, you can scroll back through sometime in November and find that. Otherwise, I will try to link up to the show notes or link that episode in the show notes below. But anyway, I cut out alcohol because I wanted to see kind of what sort of crap was going to come up for me when I wasn't drinking to either distract myself or kind of escape at that moment in time, right? I wanted to see how I was using it. So number one, know why you are doing the challenge in the first place, whether that's cutting out sugar or alcohol or, even adding water in or adding exercise in. Just really know why you are doing that in the first place. Number two, check the emotional fuel that you are using to motivate you to stick with it. If it's anything that sort of feels like that willpower or feels forced or like pressure or I guess just anything that feels kind of heavy and hard, I want you to stop, right? Instead, see if you can find some curiosity or commitment or determination, right? So it's like, what would you have to be thinking about this particular habit change or behavior change or challenge to become more curious about it, right? Become more committed to the challenge or to the result or to yourself, right? So what would it take for you to find that determination instead? Number three, which this one goes really closely with number two, especially if you have been following any of this work that I am doing, we really do kind of take this whole approach. So it's the thought work, it's also tapping into the emotional stuff, and then it's kind of looking at how our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions are all connected. So number three, really pick kind of an anchor thought or maybe two to three anchor thoughts for those days that you want to quit, right? For the days that the willpower feels like it's running out. You really want this thought to kind of channel that above emotion that you picked. So, what is the thought that would help you feel committed? What would be the thought that would help you find curiosity? What would be the thought that would help you find determination for this challenge, right? And, this thought is going to help you kind of channel that emotion that you're wanting to feel on purpose during the challenge. So notice any and every thought that is coming up also that is going to be creating deprivation or restriction for you as well. Oftentimes this will look something like, I can't have this, or I'm not allowed to have this, or, something like that. And so it's like, if we're saying I can't and we're saying I'm not allowed to, number one, it's kind of a lie because you technically are allowed to have it and you could have it if you wanted to, but for that particular period of time, you made the choice not to have it. So try that on instead, right? It's like, I really want this right now, but that's right, I made this commitment to myself. I'm going to choose not to have this right now, knowing that I can have this at any point in the future if I want it. Number four, know what outcome you want by the end of that challenge, or really even if we're thinking kind of on a broader scale as just as your life, what is the outcome that you're wanting? If you're wanting to exercise more or get more sleep or have better boundaries around work or, whatever these things are for you, like what is the outcome that you want? And this could be like maybe a specific thing, like I want to be able to run a half marathon or, I want to be able to lift a certain amount of weight or something like that in the gym. But also I want you to kind of come out a little bit and look more broadly. So what is the outcome of your life that you want? What is the outcome of who you are being and how you are showing up in the world that you want by the end of the challenge or, even just kind of down the road in your life? Be super clear on what you hope to gain by the end. This way you can also be super intentional and mindful about making the other necessary changes to support that desired outcome, right? So it's like if we are super clear and we have painted a really vivid picture of the outcome that we want, either at the end of the challenge or just in our lives, the more clear we can be about that, the more intentional and mindful we can also start to kind of look at, okay, well, maybe what other changes should I be looking at making or could I be looking at making to support this desired outcome, perhaps in a completely unrelated fashion or an unrelated area? Number five, this is the last one that I came up with, but it is definitely probably number one, right? It's like the most important one maybe, is really to think about knowing who you want to be when this challenge is all said and done. And this kind of ties into four if we're thinking about it. It's like, who do you want to be in your life? How do you want to be showing up in your family, with your kids, with your spouse, with your, you know, at work, with friends, all of these different things. But you know, who is it that you want to be showing up as? This will by far really be kind of the most important thing to consider before starting your next challenge, right? It goes back to becoming somebody who kind of is changed and transformed through the process of the challenge, or doing it just for the sake of doing it and maybe not necessarily gaining anything from doing it, right? So it's like, you know, do you want to be more resilient? Do you want to be more committed? Do you want to, you know, get better at sticking with the things that you say that you're going to do for yourself, right? One thing I would caution you on with these challenges or really any lifestyle change is to be mindful to not just do it for the sake of the weight loss. I guarantee to you, if that is the sole goal, the sole focus, it is not going to feel like enough, right? I have definitely been there. I've been down that road. So that is something that I know all too well. And, you know, likewise, I would say that this is also probably true if you are just chasing the money, then it's never going to feel like it's enough money, right? It's never going to feel like it's enough weight loss. So you can have that goal if that's something that you want. But I still really want to encourage you and even challenge you to dig a little bit deeper. So it really does kind of have to be about something that is deeper, something that is more powerful to you, perhaps even something that is kind of outside of yourself, right? You know, how could that impact or affect the impact that you are able to make in your family, in your marriage, in your other relationships, in your business? And if we are not attached to something that is deeper, something that is more powerful, it's going to be really easy to kind of quit, to give up, or we aren't going to see that lasting and permanent change in that particular area. So I hope that this was helpful for you. Again, this was something that really just seemed like a practical time to kind of talk about this. And I know that we haven't quite touched on this topic on the show in this exact way. So again, hopefully this was helpful for you and that you have some practical strategies that you can apply starting today and really to just be thinking about not only with the challenges, but any and every single lifestyle change that you are wanting to make. And if you never want to embark on another challenge like that again, you never want to start another diet on Monday because you are ready to just have a healthy lifestyle that supports you, that supports the dreams that you have, the life that you want to be living year round. So no more of this starting on Monday, starting in the new year, but this is just your healthy lifestyle that you have year round. I can help you with that. I want to help you with that. So you can email me, alicia@aliciacarlson.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn. I'll have all of the show notes below, and I will definitely try to link to that No Drink November episode as well. So have a great rest of your day. Have an awesome week, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye.